just a man here. This young man said that because of this young man, they need to send cancer to give an abortion.
In those days, it was good to see this spread.
And Kudus Mahi, Kudus Mahi is such an unbelievable God. Where did God come from? Just tell you a story that I remember hearing as a child. Shibi is Christmas. And here too, it's like the same, prepared and tired, and different stories, and it's actually tired. Tired, everybody's tired, it's late. And the best thing is to be patient, so I'll just tell you something very, very simple. A story that I was told when I was little. It was the way that the Kursus and Magi came into the world, and I think many of you might know. His father was a simple Jew. His father's name was Abshab Singh. He was a bookbinder. That's what he was. A very, very simple Jew. They say that the Rosh Hashanah of HaKadosh was with the Chassidim. And it was Friday night by Kiddush. And all of a sudden, the Rosh Hashanah started to laugh. And then they made Kiddush again. And he made Kiddush. And then a little bit later, the Rosh Hashanah again just started to laugh. And this happened, they say, three times. And they watched and they ate. And then one of the great Talmidim of the Baal Shem, Jeff Kitzes, asked the Baal Shem to thank God. What was the laughter about? And the Baal Shem said, "You'll see after Shabbos." And as the story goes, the Baal Shem Tov took some of the Chassidim and they went to this place, and what was cousins or wherever the father lived, Abshab Singh. They came to that place and the Baal Shem Tov asked, could somebody bring to me? I'd like to speak to Abshab Singh, to see Abshab Singh, the one who binds books. And they went and they brought the Sheb Shamsin. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said to him, Could you tell the Chassidim what happened this past Shabbos? Could you tell them what happened this past Shabbos? So he said that, you know, we're very, very poor. And I hadn't been feeling well. And because of that, for the entire week, I wasn't able to work binding Svarim. And I didn't know what to do because we didn't have anything for Shabbos. And it's just my wife and I, not zayich having children, we're getting older. But I didn't have a penny to make Shabbos. But I had a very strong thing in my family not to accept tzedakah. I didn't want to take anything from anybody else. So I said to my wife that, look, we'll just manage. We have a very piece of bread. I don't know what they're going to have. We'll just manage. And with the lace prayer, there was no choice. He went to make her run straight from the roof of the shul. So he went to shul. And there's this little person who came back. When he came back, he saw that it was everything. All Shabbos meal, everything was He said, I had everything Shabbos today. I was very, very nervous that my wife couldn't take the assignment. She went to ask a neighbor for money or something. I don't know what food I would have. She made such a Shabbos. And I had this in my thoughts. I was very worried. And I was holding that I had to make Kiddush. And I couldn't bring myself to make Kiddush. I was worried that this wasn't my... wasn't my money, wasn't my food. So I looked at my wife and she knew what I was thinking about. And she said, no, you don't have to be worried, you know. You don't have to be worried. It's our food. He said, how did you buy the food? He left like by lunch, he left in the afternoon to Mikveh, he had me the shul for hours. He just was learning and diving. So she said that I was thinking very, very hard. How are we going to make Shabbos? So she said, I was looking through everything, whatever we had. And she said it was a miracle I found from her wedding gown or something. I don't remember. She found three silver buttons. So I found three silver buttons and I ran to sell these silver buttons. And I was able to get enough money to be able to buy fish and stuff, and cook and whatever to make Shabbos. Potatoes and whatever I needed to make Shabbos. So Shabbos, he was telling us over to Rosh Hashanah. And he said that when my wife told this to me, so I was so happy. We were able to make Shabbos, and we didn't have to take from anybody else. And then my wife and I took each other's hands. Because nobody would say this nowadays, such a vice. Shabbos, he said, we took each other's hands, and we danced around the table. We did a record with the table. And the Rosh Hashanah said, he turned to the ones that he brought, he said, that was the first time that I left. And then he continued with Shabbos, and he said, I make Kiddush, and then we're eating, and I said to my wife that we have such a schus thing, we'll be able to make Shabbos. And he said, we're so excited that we did a second mikvah. And the Rosh Hashanah said, that was the second time I left, and it was the third time, I think, that the Rosh Hashanah was laughing. And the Rosh Hashanah said, you should know that not only was there great laughter that you brought, and joy that you brought to Meshuggah, we were so happy. I felt I was able to feel what was happening here in this home. But you should know that the schus of what you did for Kavod Shabbos, what your wife did, and the simcha that you had for Shabbos, that you're going to bring into the world a great, great, great something. It's going to bring joy to your simcha. The Kedusha of Shabbos in the entire world. So the neshama of this tzaddik of Mahela Gekushin tonight was single-handedly turned around everything here in Poland. It's all, and it sees this whole unique as all Mahus comes from Simcha and from Riku, and his parents, who didn't have any children. Riku that his parents did, Simcha and Riku. That Simcha, that joy, that dance of the parents was the unique, was the service of the neshama of this tzaddik, Yisrael ben Reb Shabbos. And you know what's ironic is that so many of you know that he was very, very sickly. He was very sick. He wasn't able to walk. And the only time that he was able to actually walk was every single time with Shabbos and Chamayim, not just Shabbos, during the week, when they would bring him, they would carry him on a chair. The Kushas like they would carry him on a chair. And they would bring him to the opening of the shul, of the Bismedrish, he would give a shray on the ground, welcome as in. on Meir HaMakom Hazeh, and then he would jump off the chair and he would do a rikud. And it was like that the whole davening. Mamish jumping up and down, jumping up and down. And the second that Alina was finished in Kaddish, they were waiting there to catch him. But he had no kaychis, he wasn't able to, he wasn't able to walk. There's a Torah from Kushan Samagan, and Avod Sisor, Kushan Samagan, Sekhas Avod Sisor, which is one of the basic svarim of Chassidus. There's a Torah in Parsha Shmim. There, he brings some Chazal, say that the Zakenim, the elders, the Tzadikim, have wings to fly. Just like a bird flies, so too the Tzadik. The Tzadik is able to fly. The Tzadik is able to bring everybody up on his wings together with them. The Tzadik is able to bring everybody with him. So we're in this place now. In this place of the Holy Christmas, and I'm just on the book. People like us, we feel always so grounded. Even when we come to Kibbutz Sdikim, it's hard to be aware of feelings, with thoughts. But the cousins of Maggid's home, the seers came from the tzchayk of his parents and the joy of being a Jew and from Shabbos. And he himself was such a tzaddik that he had the ability to fly. He couldn't walk, he had the ability to fly. And that's really what the tzaddik can do. And we attach ourselves to the tzaddik, especially to this tzaddik who we saw, Berib Shamsi from Cousins. Even though it's hard for us to bring ourselves up by connecting to the tzaddik, we're able to be lifted up on his wings. So Hashem is supposed to help us. We should be zeiche. Now, how different it would be in our homes if our children's neshamas came through such dances. Not that we need the poverty, God forbid, to look for some silver buttons on a wedding gown. If you see that his father was a simple Jew, but he's able to bring such a neshama down because of the simcha, because of the tzvayk, and because of the riku. So that's where his neshama comes from. And he should be zeichin to Hashem in this place, to be mizdavik to the ruach of his tzaddik. And through his ruach, we should be lifted up, and our children and our grandchildren, against Hashem, we should be zeichin. All of us to stand on our feet, and to dance, to look out, and play the shiur tzukeinu.
Yeah. to share one sentence in the Avodas Yisrael from Baal Oisla, from the parasha. Just a sentence. Vaydaber Shlomo Moshe, the parasha of Yish Yish Ki Yatam Yil Nefesh, Pesach Shein. Asolim Yish Yatime Yis Atzmo Vaveyus Lohay Yochel Ham Shev Lo Vakusha Yi Pesach Rish. This is not good, this is what we're talking about. Rav Nosson was saying that the Tzaddik has such Rachmanis on Jews. He says you have a person that's Time Yis Atzmo Vaveyus, and therefore he can't draw upon himself the light of Pesach Rish. Or B'derech V'chayka, Rashi says B'derech V'chayka, he says, doesn't have to be there was a person that was miles and miles away, Rashi says. He was on the threshold of the Azar about a Jew who just didn't make it in. You know, he just couldn't get close, he just couldn't get there. That's called Derech HaChayka. What's the Leimer? Now the Kutzman says, what does it mean to be far from God? Listen to this sentence. What's called B'derech L'chalka? Because as it says that when a Jew says the words Baruch Ata Hashem, and he says Baruch Ata You, he cannot say those words. He doesn't feel. He doesn't feel that closeness, like a person who's speaking to somebody he loves. That's called B'derech L'chalka. And then the Rebbe goes on to explain how the Bereshit gives, of course, a second chance. We'll talk much more about Pesach Shein. Hashem's will gives a second chance. But this is what the Gosh Magid said, what's called B'derech L'chayka. The B'derech L'chayka means when a Jew feels, he could be Vaskup, he could be keeping all the mitzvahs, he could be doing everything. His mamish in the Azara, he does all the mitzvahs, but if you can't speak to Hashem, that when you say Baruch Ata, it's not Kedabi Ish El Re'eyu, the Gosh Magid says that such a person, it's called the Derech L'chayka. And that's the reason why a person is Matanias and Efesh. The Tumas and Efesh comes from that feeling of being the Derech L'chayka, of being far, by not being able to say Baruch Ata Hashem, and to really, really feel that we're talking to Hashem upon and upon. So as we leave this Mokum Kodesh, Hashem's Voshe, we should have Hashem's Voshe help each and every one of us. That throughout our lives we should be able to say those words, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim. We're so fortunate to be Jews that we can talk to Hashem upon him, that we should be zoche to say those words in the sweetest and realest way. Baruch Ata Hashem. Kedavi Isha Re'ei upon him, upon him. We should be zoche, one and 20 to live that way.
Amen.